All right, we are back on the record on proposed initiative 2017-2018, number 146. Ms. Tierney.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the title board. Martha Tierney on behalf of the proponents, David Silverstein and Andrew Graham, who are both here and who have signed their affidavits.
All right, and you want to just tell us what your proposal is and maybe how it's different or similar to what we saw 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So these will are designed to replace two of the previous measures. They merely make language specifically in the section covering insurance carriers. So 147 is the insurance carrier only version. 146 is the comprehensive version that effectively would replace 123. We're obviously not ready to withdraw those prior initiatives. But the only thing that changes here is some very detailed language regarding insurance carriers that simply makes the nature of the law better. Nothing that changes in here is reflected with any kind of specificity in the titles that were previously set.
So 146 is
119. Oh, sorry, 146 is 123.
Okay.
And 147, I think, is 119.
Okay. So, and you're saying the difference is in some technical language.
As an example, I don't have a detailed breakdown, but if you turn to I think it's later.
It's marked
on this one. Okay. Yeah, so as an example, we're in section 110-16-147. Roman numeral, I guess it's section 4.
Top of the third page of that section.
In number 6, where it says, prices including those derived from base rates or multipliers, it's that level of detail in the language, simply from having these out there in the public and getting the folks from the insurance industry to come forward and actually help us with the correct or most effective language to specify the information that we're actually looking for to be released.
Okay. And
that level of detail.
And if, let me just ask this. You said you're still, not prepared to withdraw it, but are you willing to say that you would not circulate more than one of?
Yes, absolutely. So the first measures are now winding their way through the Supreme Court.
Right.
We're going to see what the Supreme Court does with those, but absolutely would not run more than one of. In this example, we would not run 119 and 147, and we would not run 123 and 146. So for sure, we would not run the same.
Correct. First. And just to elaborate, because we did make a commitment at our last meeting, we would have to go forward and have the petition actually generated for this one.
Okay.
But we would not circulate both.
Okay. Any questions? I guess we'll start with single subject. Any question on single subject?
No.
Okay. Someone.
Yes. I move that we find the proposed initiative 2017-18 number 146 has a single subject and the board has a jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. So should we start with the language in 123 or what are we?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, I think we should just.
Ms. Turner, if you could remind me, was there any difference between what we set for 121 and 123?
We ended up setting the titles were the same.
That's what I thought. Okay.
So we've already gone down that road.
I just wanted to make sure.
And again, just for the record, we would not be circulating 121 and 123 or 121 and 146 or 123 and 146.
Correct. And at this point, we've not even requested that the ballot be, that the petition be generated for 121.
Excuse me.
What's on the board now as number 146 is the exact title as was set for number 123.
And Ms. Turney, do you think there's anything substantive that we would have to include?
No, time? Thank you, Madam Chair. No, as Mr. Silverstein indicated, the changes are very nuanced and would not change anything in the title for 123, and I don't think rise to the level of needing to be included in this title.
Okay. Does anybody have a question about that?
My only question is, I think the definition of contract terms may be the biggest substantive change, where it's fleshed out in a lot more detail in the carrier section. You know, the last couple of pages, anything in there?
No, because there was no detail on what any of that meant in the title that had been previously set. So I don't believe, you know, tweaking some of the words regarding what those contract terms are would in any way affect the titling.
Okay. Thank you. That was my only question.
Yep. Oh, should I read it? No, I'll never read it. This is a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning the disclosure of healthcare pricing information and in connection therewith requiring healthcare providers, as broadly defined by the measure, to publish fee schedules detailing the price charged for healthcare services, billing policies, and a list of healthcare professionals providing services, prohibiting non-complying healthcare providers from billing for services, requiring health insurers to publicly disclose coverage and payment information, including prescription drug prices, for each health coverage plan and information regarding incentives received by the insurer, requiring pharmacies to publish retail drug prices, authorizing penalties for violations, and prohibiting any contract between a health insurance plan and a health care provider from restricting publication of the required health care price information.
I would move that we...
Sorry, could I just ask one quick question? And I apologize, but... I think there was also a change to the publication of the listing. Instead of all individuals, instead of that having to be all healthcare providers who provide that information, I think now it's just healthcare providers that are healthcare facilities.
Where are you reading?
I'm on the fourth page. It's under the change to 620-104, part 5.
That provides health care services. I thought that was the same.
You know, I can't tell you with certainty. We didn't change that in review and comment, but I can't tell you if. Offhand, I don't have 123 in front of me. If we had elaborated on that,
I think in 123 it just said a healthcare provider shall publish a list, and now it's a healthcare provider that is a facility shall publish a list.
Shall publish a list of all persons described
that
provide healthcare services at that provide.
Healthcare. I think it's this that he means a healthcare
provider
that is a healthcare facility.
Yes, to the extent that we did change, I can't be sure that we did. All that really changes, remember the question previously is, was why do we need to know the relationship with other healthcare providers? And the answer is because otherwise a patient doesn't know who to be expecting to get prices from. So.
Right, and I guess my question is it now only healthcare facilities that need to publish?
It's not only healthcare facilities. It is, shall publish a list of persons.
So if you look at four, a healthcare provider has to publish.
Their prices. We're just talking about the need to disclose that relationship, the list of them. Yes.
Okay.
So yes, that's only when you are a healthcare facility using other healthcare providers. So that's not a change, but based on prior questions, we thought that would be more clear.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think you're probably right about that. Right. My only question is, do we need to indicate in the title where it now says requiring healthcare providers as broadly defined, to publish a list of healthcare professionals providing services when that piece only provides to healthcare facilities? So, you know, for example, on line four, we could say and, comma, for those healthcare providers that are healthcare facilities, a list of healthcare professionals.
I think that would improve it.
That's fine.
I don't know if you have a, Jason or Suzanne, if you have a thought.
Well, looking at the actual site to the definition, I mean, it looks like it describes, so it has 14 B, C, or F, so that's all different kinds of facilities. And then they're listing the people in B and D, which is, or D and E, which is the rest. I mean, all the provisions of that definition are covered. It's just that the facility is essentially doing the list on behalf of the people who work at the facility rather than those people having to do it themselves.
Okay.
So I think it's the same effect. I mean, every provider essentially is doing the list. It's just that the ones who are affiliated with the facility is doing it on their behalf.
Right.
Right. I'm saying, here's the providers that provide services at our facility.
Correct.
So, Jason, are you saying that all healthcare providers would need to do the list?
I think what I'm saying is that I think all healthcare providers, is there anyone who doesn't have to do a list? Like,
no, everybody has to provide their prices.
But do they have to provide
a list? If you're a doctor running an office, it's clear who your prices are. Your prices,
and for a doctor running an office, who is a healthcare provider but not a healthcare facility, is that
right?
Well, does that person exist? Is that
right?
I haven't gone through all the definitions.
Practice, right? Then their prices are their prices.
That healthcare provider, not as to the prices, but as to the list of people. If they're not a healthcare facility, they would not need to publish the list of persons in this subsection 5.
Correct.
But they are the person.
They are the person. Also correct. Right. I mean, so I guess the way to say it is implied. If this is Dr. Jones' office, it's implied that the prices are for Dr. Jones. And only in the case of a healthcare facility that allows other physicians or technicians or others to practice there or provide services there, are we saying, tell us who provide services. I mean, I don't think it rises to the level of the public looking for further clarification of that in the title.
All right. No, I'm convinced on that. I don't think we need to make the change that I was. Yeah, I think it'd be okay to make that change, but I don't think we need to make it.
Yeah, being on the fence with it, I think just fewer words is always beneficial.
Okay, so sorry to interrupt your motion, Jason.
No,
please go ahead.
I move we set the title for proposed initiative 2017-18 number 146 as it appears on the screen and has been read.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. That takes us to proposed initiative 2017-2018 number 147, which I think we heard is like 119. But anyway, Ms. Tierney, if you want to start and just introduce yourself and your proponents.
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the title board. Martha Tierney on behalf of the proponents for proposed initiative 2017-2018-147, David Silverstein and Andrew Graham, who are here and have signed their affidavits. Maybe for the record, I could just incorporate our discussion from 119. And if If I could do that retroactively for 146 for the discussion from 123, that would be helpful and maybe.
Sure, let's do that.
Make a record.
Yeah, we'll incorporate those from the last time. So is there anything substantive that in the changes from 119?
This is the same thing, only the shorter version that only involves the insurance carriers. So everything we just discussed, the changes regarding the insurance carriers, that's exactly what's reflected in here.
So it's the same as 146, the cut down 146. But how different is it from 119?
The only differences are the same differences as between 123 and 146, the okay. carrier section. Those are the differences between 119 and 147. Sure. That makes sense.
Any single subject questions? Let's do that first.
No.
Okay. Do you want to make a motion on
sure.
that?
Sure. I move that we find the proposed initiative 2017-18, number 147, has a single subject and that the board has jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So, Ms. Tierney, do you believe there's anything that needs to be added from the 119 draft that needs to would inform the voters? Or
no, we think that the title as drafted by the title board for 119 adequately, accurately captures what's in 147.
Okay. Any discussion by the board? I'm going to read it. And then it's a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning a requirement that healthcare insurers publish health insurance plan information and in connection therewith, requiring health insurers to publicly disclose, one, the basis for determining payment or reimbursement amounts to a broad range of healthcare providers, two, the items that appear as charges on an explanation of benefits that the insurers that the insurer does not pay, three, detailed coverage and negotiated payment information by plan type and provider, four, prescription drug prices negotiated with providers, pharmacies, distributors, and manufacturers, and five, all healthcare-related rebates or other incentives received, authorizing penalties for violation, and prohibiting any contract between a health insurance plan and a healthcare provider from restricting the publication of the required health insurance plan information. Any questions? Well, or you want to make a motion? Or?
I don't know. Maybe it was just the additions and definitions that confused me. When I was first looking at this, it just seemed a lot different from 119. But if we're all assured that I'm just reading it wrong, then I think I'm fine with it as is.
Well, you can do the Glenn thing if you want.
That's go, bad precedent.
Go down a rabbit hole.
I think those definitions were, they're in 147.
Right.
They were in a difference. Place in 146,
but right? It's the but same substantively, yeah. So, yeah, if substantively we believe it's the same as 119, then I would move we set the title for proposed initiative 2017-18, number 147, as it appears on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, and that I believe we don't have anything else on the agenda, do we?
Executive session.
There's an executive session scheduled.
All right. We have an executive session on the agenda.
Good work.
Yeah. Someone want to move for the executive session?
Sure. I'd make a motion that the title board go into executive session for to receive legal advice concerning briefing and pending appeals to the Supreme Court.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
So recess for 5 minutes while we clear the room, and then I'll start the recording for executive session.
Thank you. If that's kosher enough.
If it doesn't break the privilege, I'm fine.